So we are celebrating the solemnity of the Blessed Trinity. Since the Holy Trinity is a mystery, all these examples are only the shadows of the shadows of the truth. Saint Patrick, the missionary saint of Ireland, used the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity. The story goes that one day his friends asked Patrick to explain the mystery of the Trinity. He looked at the ground and saw shamrocks growing amidst the grass at his feet. He picked up one, and one of its trifoliate leaves, and asked if it were one leaf or three. Patrick's friends could not answer. The shamrock leaf looked like one, but it clearly had three parts. Patrick explained to them the mystery of the Holy Trinity, one God in three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is like this, but more complex and unintelligible. Saint Cyril, the teacher of the Slavs, tried to explain the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity using the Son as an example. He said, God the Father is the blazing sun, God the Son in its light, and God the Holy Spirit is its heat. But there is only one sun. So there are three persons in the Holy Trinity, but God is one and indivisible. Another saint, Saint John Mary Vianney, used to explain Holy Trinity using lighted candles and roses on the altar and water in the cruets. The flame has its color, warm, and shape, but these are expressions of one flame. Similarly, the rose has color, fragrance, and shape, but these are expressions of one reality, namely, rose. Water, steam, and ice are three distinct expressions of one reality. In the same way, one God revealed himself to us as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity is a mystery which we don't accept within our minds in a way that we accept other Catholic truths or religious notions like God loves us, or Jesus saves us, or God is forgiving and compassionate. This mystery of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is the mystery of God that cannot be comprehended by a created, finite, and limited mind. But this mystery, through our faith, we accept as part of God's revelation to us through Jesus Christ. There are only vague and hidden references to the Trinity in the Old Testament. But the New Testament gives clear teachings on the Holy Trinity. First, at the Annunciation, God the Father sent His angel to Mary. God the Holy Spirit comes upon her. The power of the Most High overshadows her. And God the Son becomes incarnate in her womb. Second, at the baptism of Jesus. When the Son receives baptism from John the Baptist, the Father's voice is heard, and the Holy Spirit appears as a dove and descends upon Jesus. Third, at the Ascension, Jesus gives the missionary command to His disciples to baptize those who believe in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, our gospel for today. Fourth, John's account in John's Gospel, chapters 15 to 18. We have a detailed account of Jesus' teaching on the role of each person of the Holy Trinity. God the Father creates and provides for His creatures. God the Son redeems us and reconciles us with God. God the Holy Spirit sanctifies, strengthens, teaches, and guides us to God. My brothers and sisters, our lives must be a mirror of the Blessed Trinity, the fullness of love. We should always be innovative, effective, and creative like God the Father. Caring, considerate, and compassionate like God the Son. And share, give, and dispose our gifts, capacities, and talents in the service of others like God the Holy Spirit. We must be the reflection of the Blessed Trinity in every works we do, in every words we say, and in our lifestyle every day. We must spread, live, and shine like the Blessed Trinity with and through love, the greatest and most accurate portrait of them. When we love, my dear brothers and sisters, we are the expression and face of the Blessed Trinity. So love and love today and always. Let this be our prayer. God the Father, recreates in us Your image and likeness. God the Son saves and forgives us of our trespasses. And God the Holy Spirit enlightens and inspires us so that we may be the reflection of Your love for our brothers and sisters. Even if we don't fully understand the mystery, give us the faith that is strong and firm, a heart full of love and compassion, and a mind that obeys and abides in Your will. Amen.